sounds. In a moment, you will meet someone who will take you on a mysterious journey in which you will get to know the best genres of music from all over the world. Gentlemen, please welcome
That's why I have my platform, so I can talk about it and I can tell people more or less what happened. So, give me a quick second. You want to get my live for the fact and the radio. So, if you're listening, you're basically listening to the very first episode of my relaunch program. I started back early 2010. I started by accident, to tell you the truth. I was working as a dispatcher for NBC, NBC Dispatch. Got like a show on 42nd Street, called by Rockefeller, where basically I used to order the cabs for them, and I was dispatching cabs for them. So, there was an event out in Brooklyn. It was a TNA event. Somebody got me tickets. I went there with a couple of friends. They were just having a ball. During the RVD match, when I was watching, I started doing my little voices that I usually do, like my little Jim Ross impressions, like, "Oh, there you go, Rod Van Dam, once again." And these two guys that were sitting in front of me kept turning around. But now, with a couple of friends of mine, and we keep staring at them. And one of the guys turned around and he goes, "You know, you have a great voice for this. You ever thought about being a commentator?" So I was like, "Commentator for what? Commentator for wrestling? My dude, ain't nobody making it to the WWE. Ain't nobody doing none of that, trust me." So push came to shove, about an hour passed. I'm still doing the same noise. I'm getting loud. I'm going crazy. The other guy turns around and gives me his card. And he goes, "When you leave here, you should give me a call. I run my own blog. And I have my own website. And I'm pretty known in the wrestling business. You should give me a call." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." The guy that was with him, I'm looking at him like, "You know, you look really familiar." So I stopped watching wrestling a couple of years before that. So the dude goes, "Well, yeah, if you ever watched ECW, you know, it's me." So I flipped out. Push came to shove, it was Joe Gertner. So that was the first time I met a celebrity that said that I had some sort of talent. And the guy that was with him goes by the name of Paul Winkler, the two dudes that put me on to the whole industry, on the whole, you know, radio thing. So I started listening to his podcast. I started listening to his TV Keeps It Real shows. That's what it was called back in the days. And it was pretty interesting. Every week he had more and more listeners. He had more and more guests. He had celebrity guests. It was hotlines. And then from hotlines, it became blog talk. And from blog talk, it was other things. And I just used to be a fan. I just used to listen. And one day he hits me up on Facebook. He's like, "Dog, why don't you join in this week's episode and, you know, see if you like it?" So I did. I basically hit the guy up. It was on a Thursday. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a Thursday, 8 o'clock afternoon, something like that. 8 o'clock, weird time, 8 o'clock on a Thursday. He did it right before some wrestling program he was promoting for. So we did that. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed meeting people. I enjoyed talking to different people. I took that as a learning experience in the very beginning. I listened to a lot of the things the guys had said to me. I followed the direction. We went to various events. We went to various Comic Cons. I mean, it was fantastic. I learned the business in and out. I learned the radio business in and out. I came firm to it. I decided to study it a little bit more. I decided to do more camera work and stuff like that. So I got a couple of years doing that. So with the individual comes to me and they tell me, you know, they have ideas and they do this and they do that. I've done seen it all. I've been at conventions. I've done work with other artists. I've done work with other radio guys. But my first break was that block. Basically taught me everything I needed to know in that particular era. He taught me how a journalist always finds the truth, how an anchorman always speaks a certain way and acts a certain way. So the movement between me and him were pretty good. I still talk to him today. I'm pretty sure later on, this episode is done. I'm pretty sure he's gonna listen to it and give me his pointers and stuff like that. And I haven't even checked the audio or anything to see if it sounds good. But so fast forward that, I did some stuff for AM radio, I did some stuff for FM radio. I did like one or two things to XM radio for some guys that were trying to get their program out there. So I studied sports. But of course I got the look. Not only the look, I also have some street credit behind me. So, me having this street credit behind me, everybody's been asking me to do hip-hop. I love hip-hop. I love everything about it. I love the atmosphere. I love everything from the beats, from the graffiti, from the talent. One thing for sure is that hip-hop is, as we move into 2019, hip-hop used to be shared. Hip-hop used to be shared with a lot of different cultures. Now, some ignorant people out there feels like hip-hop only belongs to one certain type of people. I don't get that. But I started covering hip-hop on the side for a little bit. And honestly, to tell you the truth, it wasn't for me. I got scammed a couple of times that swore they knew what they were doing. I pulled one out earlier today. That's why I decided to do a professional show for people to hear me speak and instead of me ranting and raving. Also, it's all about video log, video reception, maybe not even be this good. I don't even fucking know. I got a legit camera in the back. I just didn't want to put it on 2 days and put that shit up. So, my way to see this new studio that they put out here in Ocala. I was interested in doing a couple of things. It's been like 2 years since I've done my own podcast. It's been 2 years since I've worked with anybody because I moved to Florida. I moved to Florida because I felt like leaving the city for a while. At a point in the city of New York where I was just like, I needed to get away. There's a lot of people like me that go through stages like that where they live in the city, they're city guys. You know, they've done whatever they've done, and they just feel like they just got to go for a while. They just got to get away. You know, they just got to breathe. They got to see the world. They got to see different things. So that's basically what I did. I call it a sabbatical. Fucking teachers do it. Fucking teachers, they fucking get mad, and they take a year off so they won't kill a fucking student or anything like that, you know? So I try to rebrand myself out here in the South. but, you know, it doesn't work that way. There's individuals that like scamming, and they're like being in, well, basically, let me not even get to the individual parts. I live in a fucking area in Florida that's like fucking 20 years behind. It's 20 years behind in everything. It's 20 years behind in media. It's 20 years behind in podcasts. And it's fucking 20 years behind in the clothes that these fucking boys wear. It's 20 years behind in everything. This shit look like 1996 fucking Compton out here. For no fucking reason. When I first came out here, Bobby Smurda first saw was out here, was just popping. And it was already playing for a year in New York. That's how slow this area is. People wanted me to help them with their music. People wanted me to start a radio show and bring the city up, but it wasn't going to work out. It wasn't going to work out because the guy Adrian and me, we just bumped heads from the very beginning. Number one, I'm Hispanic descent. I'm from Brooklyn. I call it how it is. I don't give a fuck if you black, white, Asian. I don't give a fuck who you are. Everyone's a target. When this microphone is on. When it hits live, it's on. It's on, plain and simple. If you play one of your songs and I feel it's fucking trash, I'm going to tell you it's fucking trash. If you come to the studio thinking you're hot shot, I'm going to fucking call that out. If you're a fucking smut, I'm going to ask you how much dick you suck. If you're a fucking porn star, I'm going to ask you how much times you take it up the ass. That's just the way I fucking am. I've been like that for years. It's my aura. It's my persona. It's just who I am. I just keep it real. Going back to those old days of those old podcasts where the dude always told me, hey, you know, I know it's just a bunch of white guys that own a company that says keep it real, but the object of the game is for you to always tell the truth. So I always kept that part where I kept it real. So I'm not going to give him too much airplay either because it's my motherfucking show. Just want to brief it up real quick. I already did enough Facebook ranting. He already did it, you know, this fucking bitch shit and called people and threatened me and all that other shit and supposedly knocked on my door and I've been home all fucking day that day. So it is what it is. We'll get to like different things of like what exactly I'm going to be doing. So, back on the Facebook rant. If anybody listening on the anchor or whatever, what that noise you hear is me smoking. I have anxiety. I smoke the best medical marijuana out there. I'm a supporter. Here's where it is. So, back to my little story. So, I'm out here in Florida. It's about a year goes by. I'm itching. I'm looking for the microphone. I want to start speaking. I had stories like crazy. I had stories from boxing days, from MMA. I got stories like crazy of just stuff that accumulated throughout the years. I got more ammunition than anybody can think of. Head to the studio. The studio, I was dying to see what it looks inside. I know the older brother of the owners of the studio. He used to show me some old video edits that he used to do. See their YouTube hits. 5K, 6K, all of their songs. I'm like, you know what? I want to go see the studio. Maybe I should go launch my program in that studio, make it more legit, make it more video. I figure what I do is I bring a New York style freestyle show in the South. That's what I really wanted to do. But the conflict was, they didn't want none of these guys on the microphone actually spitting because they didn't want them to fuck up, basically. And I'm one of them dudes is that if I turn on the beat and you fuck up, I'm going to rant on you. I'm going to get at you. I'm going to make fun of you. I'm going to call you fucking whack, corny, whatever the fuck I feel like calling you. And it's over. I'm a radio guy. That's what radio guys do. I'm still out here learning my craft. I'm still out here. I'm not a full-edged professional or veteran. I never said I was. But I know enough. So motherfuckers can't get me by. I've done enough so motherfuckers can't screw me either. So that's why I talk the way I talk. Contrary to belief, we do a couple of shows. It's true. I wrote for them. Big deal. It ain't go the way I envisioned it. They started pushing the you should do the Latino thing and help us behind the scenes. That all sums out to the fact that Bala is a bad out here as a crackhead. That's how it goes. If that's what you're afraid, if that's what you're afraid of me, like, I don't know if you feel like by telling people this it would expose me and make me look less of a man. No. My father's a crackhead. I don't give a fuck. That's my biological dad. I wasn't raised by him. He has no ties to my life. There's no proof that he has ties to my life. That's first off. There's so much people that went to high school with me, went through junior high school with me, that could tell you who raised me and who they know. So if that's what you think I'm afraid of, that's perfectly fine. If you're afraid of, I don't know if you think I'm afraid of you. You said you was going to exploit me this weekend. I don't know what exactly you can exploit. I don't do shit in Ocala at all. If there's one or two bitches I fucked back in the days and I fucking dumped them to the side, it is what it is. I mean, you could pay any of them bitches 50, 60 bucks to talk shit about me. That's 40. That's not even Howard Stern shit. That's petty shit if you try to do that. You could make up any stories you want, say that I didn't have the talent or whatever. If that's true, my phone rang off the hook as soon as I released the first video and the second video. The first video, I went off. The second video, I clarified. I made sure that people understood that I wasn't protesting or getting violent. I was just saying that Adrian was a pussy and he had no talent. I basically said that the other guys, Ace and the rest of those guys, and the other crew across the street and stuff, they were good guys. I still respect them. I still would like to work with them in the future, but I want no ties or anything much to do with that man, Adrian the Devil. So that's what the rant was all about. But, of course, when you pussy and you don't have no talent and you have no way to backfire, you have no way to get on a microphone and say what you gotta say, you're just basically gonna use the "I'm gonna fuck you up. I went to his house when I was there." Dog, you never went to my house. Scratch that. So let's fast forward that. So I'm not writing for them no more. I have my own show, the Big Mike Show. Whatever the fuck you wanna call it. It is what it is. Week after week. I don't know why I keep saying that. I sound like I've never done this before. One thing is talking on the mic, another thing is smoking, and then paying attention to the video fucking thing at the same time. I got no fucking coordination right now. I'm just all over the fucking place. It's alright. We here. We made it. We're fucking here. You know, the YouTube shit is supposed to be popping. I don't even know what exactly I'm going to be doing. I got cameras. I got an executive producer right now. He worked on other shows. He worked on First Run TV. Crazy J, Zoe from a Partner in Crime. He's going to be producing the show for me. This is only the first podcast, so it may be short, it may be sweet, it may be whatever. 17 minutes in, it doesn't really fucking matter. So, as you tune in more, the sound quality will get better, the intro will get better, the video production will get better. I just couldn't wait. I felt like tonight was the night, even though I wanted to do it next month. I felt like tonight was the night the shots were already fired. People were already talking shit about me. I felt like I had to clear some things up. The whole FM thing that I ranted about on Facebook is basically fucking true. That wasn't a lie. That wasn't hate. That was basically true. If you work on FM radio, other networks like Hot 97, Z100, out here in Florida, you got 92.9, you got Magic, you got all those stations. Those are commercial radio stations. Those radio stations look for talent like me, and they pay them to be behind the scenes, and pay them to be behind the mic. Now, what I was ripping and ranting about was the guys that decided to charge these young artists that are trying to play their music money on a non-commercial radio. Non-commercial means that Billy Joe Jack bought a fucking frequency, and he has the fucking antenna in his backyard, and it plays 6 blocks, 7 blocks, 8 blocks. Nothing fucking big. Alright? You, you,
you could do your podcast, you could do anything you want to do through the internet, and you'll probably get more fucking views than what the fuck you spend your money on. That's a fact. There's low frequency, high frequency radio, there's commercial, non-commercial. When you're in a commercial brand, you're in a commercial brand where you get paid, my man. You get paid because you made it and you study your craft and you're able to be on a microphone where they pay you thousands of dollars a week from sponsors. Not that you pay them to fucking be on the microphone. I never got what the fuck they were doing. Sounded like a fucking scam in the beginning. Sounded like some Kane shit. Some shit Kane did out in Jersey. Nothing big doesn't mean you fucking made it. Doesn't mean nothing. It's just equivalent to an AM station. And don't get me wrong, there's AM stations out there, commercial, that make money, that people hear still, but not in a little city like Ocala. Not in a fucking hillbilly city. No, sorry. This ain't nothing big. The city's still developing. This is fucking a midtown Long Island to me. This is nothing big. This isn't 2.6 million people fucking listening to your corny ass show. This is 200, 300 people getting offended to what I gotta say. It's nothing big. Relax your tongue. And if no one's following and listening to me, then you have nothing to fucking worry about. You still could continue to run your alleged fucking your con artist games. You do whatever the fuck you want. Suck my dick. I'm your friend. But there's other things we're gonna talk about. I got stories from certain celebrities that smacked in the face a couple years ago and shit like that that I'm gonna release. I just need to get my number game up. T-shirts coming out. I got Big Mike shirts coming out too. Like I said, every week, week after week, if you're on the video log watching, if you're on Anchor listening, if you're on Spreaker, whatever the fuck I put this shit on, you know, it's going to be worth your while. Just today wasn't a good day to launch my show, but I launched it anyway. I did it out of rage. I did it out of rant. I felt like motherfuckers weren't going to start tarnishing my name. Fuck out of here. I worked too hard for that shit. Radio dude, y'all introduced me to, call me on the phone, try to get me to work with them. I don't understand how that works. I don't understand how y'all hype over some dudes, and I speak to them, and I've legitimately done more work in radio than them, and they're the owners to the fucking station. I don't understand how that works. Or I do understand how that works. If you ever watched the movie Private Parts, you see that fucking Howard Stern went through the same shit. I'm not saying I'm Howard Stern. God bless the man, I wish. But I'm saying he went through the same shit, going through all these bum-ass FM stations until finally he hit the major leagues. Right now, I feel like I've been working with the minor leagues. I feel like my talent is up there when it fucking wants to be. Cuando me sale de fucking culo. That's when my fucking talent comes out there. I wouldn't even be too surprised if I get the feedback that they wasted fucking 30 minutes of their life listening to this shit. But fuck it. I just needed to get fucking air and get shit off my chest about the things and the issues that happened today. And I'm not going to lie. I watched 2-3 videos. I listened to a couple of things. I listened to a couple of rumors, and I just fucking went at it. Just went at it. Told homeboy he was fucking corny. His show was trash. I made sure I shot directly at the person I wanted to shoot at. I said all sorts of shit. Like, last week, you talking about fucking R. Kelly. Who the fuck are you to talk about R. Kelly, dog? You 49. Don't you got a fucking bad history? Why are you even behind the fucking mic to talk anything or give any fucking relationship fucking advice, dog? Your relationship status out here ain't credibility. You got no status to talk about nothing. You want to talk about me? I have credibility to talk about anything. You just fucking suck at whatever you do. You're a fucking bum. Don't leave that shit like that. But it was all riffing and rapping. It was all the people got hype because I started speaking again. People got hype because I did a couple Instagram videos and like, yo, Mike, yo, we miss them shits. We miss when you used to talk on the radio and shit. We miss your old podcast. We miss
We used to talk real shit, so why don't you bring that back? And trust me, they come back. There's already shit that I talked about that came out. The shit about Tekashi, the shit about, you know, other shit that people done heard on the download, so fuck that shit. But later this week, I'll probably talk some UFC shit. There's something about UFC right now that's getting more interesting. It feels like I'm watching 1996 WWE and shit. It feels like I'm watching, like, you know, that Kobe Kingston dude. That's one dude I want to snap the shit out of in the UFC. Dude that wears the Make America Great hat. He walks around disrespecting us. I can't wait for this motherfucker with the glass. It's going to be one of the greatest pay-per-views, I swear, when they sign that. You know, there's different things I talk about. I talk about, you know, there's different things you need to get used to. But as of tonight, I thank everybody that listened to my rant. I thank everybody that watched the pre-show, watched the little snippets. I'll make this clear again. Today, when I was talking about the whole radio thing, I let it be known again and clearly. Suck my dick. I really don't give a fuck. I was talking about one individual. And I meant what I said. And that individual is AD and the devil. If anyone else felt like I disrespected them except for that one artist, the female artist, I said she was whack, really gives a fuck. I'm not giving her no clout on my shit. No, she feels like I disrespected her. Well, then the only thing you could do, my, is produce better music when it comes to guys like me. There's no jumping me or smacking me or none of that. You're fucking making nowhere. You're fucking making nowhere when you do shit like that. That don't mean nothing. You'll go through it through the whole industry. I'm not the only guy that's going to say you're fucking whack. So if you feel like you got talent, if you feel like me, that you need a break and no one understands you or whatever, well then, you know what, come up with some better shit. Just like as I work on my craft, you work on your craft. Don't ask me for help, straight up, because I think you're trash. That's just my personal opinion. But, you know, work on your shit. And if you got something banging, I'll give you the thumbs up. I'm a man of my word. If your music is pumping, and I feel like it's pumping, and I like it, I'll give you thumbs up. If I don't like it and the streets like it, I still give you the thumbs up. I don't discredit nobody. But as of right now, I haven't heard nothing that caught my ear. I hear straight up trash. So you can't get offended. Can't fucking cry about it. Can't talk about anything, you're gonna whoop my ass or any of that shit. So that's just fucking whack. All you can do is get on a good beat, get on a better microphone, and do what you do. That's all I gotta say about that one. The other individual, you got no fucking talent. You will never beat me when it comes to this radio game, when it comes to this podcast game, any type of game, dog. I can do a fucking show with a broomstick and get more views and listeners than you ever will. And not pay for my shit. Let's get something straight. I don't pay for anything. Okay, you can throw your $200, $300 of fucking stolen money and your little thing to get views. That don't mean people's actually listening to it. That just means somebody clicked onto it and that's it. So suck my dick with that one. I know all the tricks in the trade. I know everything these scumbags do. Where they hire fucking universities for a bunch of kids to fucking go on Twitter and just add them real quick so they look like they fucking popping. I know all them shits. I call them Joe Kane tricks. Fuck out of here with that shit. And that's a character that I created that I'm gonna call Joe Kane. You know what I mean? And if that dude's listening to, he wants to sell me a fucking cease and desist letter to, suck my dick, nigga. You don't fucking have no clout either. And I'm talking about the dude from Jersey. Fuck out of here, alright? Your fucking bullshit letters have me fucking fooled for a while. Suck my dick. How about that one? But other than that, yo, we'll have fun with the Big Mike Show, my podcast. I'm sorry for the explicit language and everything today. It's not really gonna be like that, but it's gonna be like that. So just get used to where I am. Those who follow me on Facebook, thank you for liking the Big Mike Show on Facebook. Thank you for liking me on Twitter and Snappy Snappy and all that other stuff y'all follow me on. And stay tuned for the rest, y'all.